Welcome to Sarutake Geo Tales, brought to you by HDFC Life. In this series, we embark on a journey to bring forth inspiring stories of individuals who've overcome adversity and emerged as beacons of resilience and pride. Their journeys serve as powerful reminders that with determination, one can truly live a life of pride. And alongside, we shall also try and address your queries, helping you navigate the world of life insurance with confidence and clarity. I am Niharika Bhuvania, your host, and let me welcome you to the first episode of Sarutake Geo Tales. I'm honored to be joined by Chino Kuatra, a true humanitarian hailing from Mumbai. He's the founder of a popular NGO, Khushiya Foundation. Chino's journey includes many personal struggles, from overcoming financial burdens to dealing with personal loss and navigating profound internal struggles. So without further ado, let's welcome Chino Kuatra. Welcome, Chino, and thank you so much for joining us on Sarutake Geo Tales. What a pleasure indeed to connect with you.
Thank you so much, and it's my honor, and I'm super excited to be here.
So, if you don't mind, could you take us back to your childhood days, and could you take us back to the dreams and aspirations that you had back then?
Yeah, definitely. Childhood is a beautiful memory. It's where we don't understand about life, but we just understand about living that particular life. And like every other child, I too had those childhood dreams to become doctor, engineer, because at that particular time, only these two streams were available to us, and only people wanted to see their children to be doctor and engineer. And slowly, steadily, the childhood was with a lot of hardships where I would say that I became way more mature than my age because of all the ups and downs, struggles, financial pressure, relationship struggles, and a lot of things started during the early age itself. But I am happy that it made me today what I am today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for pulling us in on your journey. Would you like to take us back to your days in Thane? Because I hear that that's where you grew up and that's where you spent a lot of your life.
My schooling happened here, and then college happened Thane and Mulund. And slowly, steadily, where the career were not decided by me. I wanted to pursue science. Someone told me to get into commerce, so I get into commerce. I wanted to get into hotel management. Someone asked me to get into cabin crew course, and I went into cabin crew course. Then I completed my graduation. I had a relationship where the girl's family told me to get into MBA, otherwise you won't get married. And that's how I ended up doing MBA. And the MBA was the last option, and I thought, let's bring the seriousness in this. And I completed my MBA in finance and PG diploma in marketing. And that's how the career part of mine was a roller coaster ride where it wasn't decided by me anymore. I always had this thing in my head and heart that I want to serve the society. And I never knew, didn't plan that NGO, kabhi socha nahi tha. And whenever I started with my social service, just to come out of my trauma, and people started bullying me, laughing on me, this is not a part which you should be doing at this particular age. It's always a retirement plan. People always think about serving to the society when they are settled. So I wanted to somehow change this mindset of the people that if more youngsters comes on board on ground, definitely we can bring the change, and we can talk about the change. So that's how the childhood and the college days were of mine, where I wanted to prove myself that something can be done today.
I'm just assuming there were a lot of adversities and there were a lot of challenges. I'm just curious to know, did you plan financially for these challenges?
When we talk about 80s, 90s and the 90s especially kids, and we were never taught about financial planning or investments or something like that. Though I saw my mom doing multiple kind of businesses and household businesses, and she started a dhaba. By profession, she's a BMS doctor, and then later on to feed us, to raise the family, she started a dhaba. As my dad had some financial crunch way back into 2006 or so, and then later on she was running a parlor, she was a beautician. So I've seen her doing multiple roles in her life. And when she can do it as a woman, it inspires us a lot. And that's how my journey of doing several things together began. And about financial investment or financial literacy, there was no part. So that's how now I'm trying to teach my kids. The person I was in relationship, she passed away the moment I did my MBA. So jiske liye MBA kiya tha, she passed away, and it was something very tragic to me, and I wanted to come out of it. And that's how I came back to home, and I spoke to my family that I want to quit. And that's how I got a push from family to do something which I wanted to do. And that's how I utilize my time to give back to the society, because loan pressures, I cannot quit the job. I wanted to struggle on my own. I wanted to earn on my own. I wanted to repay my loans on my own. So that's how with that I started with a basic giving back to the society. So dancing, drawing, I knew, and I started teaching those two kids, and that's how the journey turned up, and I am alive today.
Right. And I feel that, you know, sometimes life can throw a curveball and we really don't know how to deal with it. And adversities are probably what shape us, probably what shape our character in the best way possible. But having said that, so is there a specific point in life, or is there a specific time in life that you decided you want to work for creating a positive impact in society, that you decided, you know, this is a cause that I want to dedicate myself to and work for?
So as I said, that the moment which helped me to come out of my depression phase was the service of the society. And touchwood, at that time, Facebook and Instagram were just came in the market, and I used it in a better way, slowly, steadily posting social media pictures and everything. And later on, a couple of initiatives like environment. I was working for beach cleanups. I started in 2017, which got recognized in 2018. And there, boom, it made me a hero. It made me a personality where people started knowing me. And through that particular initiative, my other initiatives were known to people. So Roti Ghar, where I feel marna rich kids every day. So we work for sanitary pads. So multiple projects which I am working with, working for, that was known to the people through one medium. And I always said that people always ask me, what is your name?
Somewhere previously in our conversation, you mentioned that you teach kids about financial literacy and you teach them the basics of finance. So just very quickly, what are one or two things that you make sure to teach them, or where would you start teaching somebody about financial literacy?
So when I did my MBA finance, I was very sure that I don't want to do a job out of it. I want to learn for myself, because no one taught me finance. Usually people have this balance that this is a luxury money, this is an emergency money, this is the family money, this is this. But India, we don't have emergency money. We don't talk about emergency money at all. Because kya hota hai ki hum agar 25,000 kama rahe hain, 25,000 mein hum apna dincharya chala rahe hain, aur ye soch hai ki mujhe kuch nahi hoga. Every Indian is with this thought ki mujhe kabhi kuch nahi hoga. But I have seen that part of life where life has gone in a second. And it's not only about my relationship. My dad, 2019, he got up, and then 10 minutes later, he was no more. So when we say that ke mujhe kuch nahi hoga, that is the only jhoot we are telling it to ourselves, because we know that how life is short to us. So insurance is something which can protect not you, but your family.
So what's your vision for the future? What's your plan for the future?
See, I never keep any vision for future, because I don't know future. The kind of life I am dealing in, the kind of love and the aura I am getting throughout the underprivileged, we call them underprivileged community, but I would say they are super privileged, because they have so much love to give, and we just smile on camera, they smile in the real life. So that's the difference between them and us. In my life, I just want to multiply whatever I have. It's the equation of insurance itself. So multiplying and cumulative, I would say. कि आज मैं यहाँ पे हूँ तो मुझे 10 टाइम्स अपने आप ग्रो करना है, एंड दैट्स हाउ आई वांट टू गो ऑन. आई एम एन वेरी अपॉर्चुनिटी, आई वांट टू टेक अप ऑल द अपॉर्चुनिटीज व्हिच कम टू मी, नो मैटर इफ इट इज गिविंग मी मनी और नॉट गिविंग मी मनी, बट एटलीस्ट इट इज गिविंग मी एक्सपीरियंस, एंड दैट्स हाउ यू बिकम बेटर देन अदर्स, बिकॉज इफ यू हैव एक्सपीरियंस.
I think that's a wonderful way to sign off from this episode of Sarathake Geo Tales. On that note, thank you so much, Inu, for joining us and for spending your valuable time with us. And it was a pleasure indeed. It was a pleasure being in conversation with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So that was Chinu Kubatra recalling his struggles and how he bounced back from his troubles. And truly, his story is an inspiration for so many people. Now, here on Sarathake Geo Tales, we'd love to hear your stories. You, our listeners and our viewers, of bouncing back from tough situations, those moments in your life when you face challenges head on and emerge stronger. You can send in any queries you may have regarding life insurance and its role in financial planning for us to address. And you can also share your stories of pride on our email ID, sukjpodcast@hdfclife.com. Share the obstacles you've overcome, write to us about the lessons you've learned and how you've grown from those experiences. Now that's all in this podcast, in this episode. And remember, the best way to bounce back from adversity is to stay prepared for a secure future. On that note, I'll see you on the next episode of Sarathake Geo Tales. See you soon.